Well, hello. Welcome to House Seats Presents. We are all about the fuckery today, apparently. That's our word today, and we'll be happy to use it because we can.
That's right.
And it is windy as all get out today, too. So
I know. I had lots of pins in here.
And a lot of our audience here. Yeah, hi, everybody. Hi. Woo. Took him a little while to get here, too. So
it's okay.
It's okay.
As long as you make it.
So we have the incomparable Reva Rice here today on House Seats Presents. Woohoo!
Hey!
And I am so excited to interview. I know. He gets it right in the ear right
you
there.
Know what
Thank
I mean?
You so much.
So now I can't hear
you. That's all right.
You
know, I think every dog in the entire city heard that sound too. It's like, that was awful. Oh my goodness. So this is the first time we see. There he is. I know. See?
Hey.
Scott. And you know Scott.
I do. Mm-hmm. We go way back.
Oh dear. Mm-hmm. Yes. Scott found himself very comfortable in my seat before I started with his legs up and everything.
I noticed that.
I was wondering if I was going to be the producer today.
Ah.
So, he's coming over here. Oh, shoot.
Anything's possible in Vegas.
Oh, he's coming to check something. So, I don't think I've ever met you before.
You know, I was trying to think when they asked, do you know Bryce? I said, well, I don't know yet. When I see his face, I'll be able to tell you.
Well, because here's the thing. My boyfriend always teases me that I know everybody.
Yeah.
And so I love the show because most everybody that comes on, I've never met before.
Wow.
So it's a nice chance for me to get to know people and share, you know, your artistry and your history and your career with everybody. And I get to know more about you.
Yeah.
And she,
it's
I noticed.
It's a pleasure to meet
you. Yeah, it's a pleasure. And she's not drinking with us today. She's having a Starbucks green monster cappuccino.
Green tea frappuccino. Could like a thalipa. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to order those things. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of words. But.
Well, I go to the same one.
Oh, okay.
So then once they know what my order is, every time I come through, they're like, hey, girl. Mm-hmm.
And do they know how to spell your name right on there? R-E-V-A?
No, it's usually R-I-V-A, R-E-E-E-V-A, R-E-V-A.
Do they think it's Reba sometimes?
Sometimes. And then I say McIntyre. Is it complimentary now?
There you go.
But that never works.
That never happens.
Once I get to the drive-thru window, they don't.
Gotcha. But they know you by order, so.
That's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So at the beginning of the show, we always talk about sort of a weekend roundup or week roundup, whatever we did this past week.
Yeah.
So I want to share some of the things that I did and feel free to feedback on some of the things because I'd be interested to hear your feedback on a couple of the things that we did. First off on, what is that, Friday night?
Yeah.
We went to see Dion.
Okay.
So Dion, you know, he does The Wanderer.
Now, where was this?
At the Orleans.
Okay.
And my dad, see, he loves to go see these shows. So we went with him that night. And our friend at the Orleans, Stacy, shout out to Stacy.
Hey,
she
girl.
Always puts us in the front row for this show, what did we see before that? We saw Air Supply with a row full of women who are like huge fans.
We're going to talk about that front row seat thing.
Okay.
Because I went to see one.
Uh-huh. The one.
Saturday night?
Uh-huh.
In the front row.
Okay.
Love the show, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, it is really, I mean, I got all clumped and mm-hmm. teary-eyed, but anyway, and I knew people in the show, so it was good to see those faces. But being in the front row, first of all, I've got a crook in my neck now.
Yeah, because you're like,
telling.
It's hard to see up close like that.
I don't know what's in the fog.
Yeah, right.
So there could be things growing in my lungs. I don't know what's in the fog.
Sure.
They could have they could have you know, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. You know how they get those small things and they put it in the fog?
And here's Reva after the show.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So that front row thing. And then when I'm in the show.
Yeah.
And they come and see my friends in the front row.
Right, you're like.
I always feel like I have to.
Well, no,
hey!
I felt like Dion knew. Because there was some younger people in the audience, but I feel like there's my dad. That's my dad, Gary.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah, you got to meet him after the show. He was so funny. So the funny thing is you're sitting in the front row and Dion looks down at me and my boyfriend there, and he's like, do these guys even know me? Not that I'm that young, but I know his music, but he's looking at me like, how can they be my fans? The rest of this audience is about my dad's age.
Yeah.
So he's just looking at us at the beginning of the show down with his sunglasses like,
either that or he couldn't
guys?
See you.
Or he couldn't see us, right? So you're right. When you think about like front row, you're right. Your friends, I would be kind of freaked out if someone was in the front row that I knew. I'd be like, I have to play to them or do I avoid them or do I not look at them with eye contact or what?
Yeah. Well, that's the dilemma because I don't want to think that I'm ignoring them and I have to, you know, let them know that I see you.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Are you playing Dion right now? You know, he sings songs that you don't even realize that he does. To me, it was like Runaround Sue. I didn't know that was his song. I know the song. But I didn't really realize he's the one who recorded it. Grammy winning guy, still around, still with some band. I mean, it's mostly a new band, but This is his third time at the Orleans this year. I think he plays here. Third time in the last little while. He plays here at least four times a year. So.
Wow. Yeah. That's the wonderful thing about Vegas, though.
Yeah.
You can come here and hear. I do Dennis Bono all the time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Radio show. Sure.
And the Letterman were on.
Yeah.
They have so many hits that I had no idea they were responsible for.
Yeah.
And those men still croon as if they're 12.
Yeah.
And I was just in awe and in honored.
Yeah.
You know, in honored. In honor.
In honor. That's okay.
And I've had none of the crowd.
That's fuckery right there.
You see what I'm saying?
What kind of fuckery
It'll
is
sneak it on
here?
You. It'll
I'm
sneak
the one
it on
saying
you.
This was your word and I'm saying it three times.
It's from the smoke from the one.
Mine. That's what I'm saying. Little Reva.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. No, but when you say that, I mean, a lot of artists, like you worked with one that I read, you worked with Dolly Parton.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have, and when I saw her at the Coliseum here, and she comes out and sings a song. She said, you know, I wrote this, and I make the most money on this song. This artist may have done it, but I originated the song.
That's right, yeah.
And that's the staying power of a lot of these people, because I know he did a lot of songs, Dion did a lot of songs that I've heard other people cover down the road and say, obviously, he's the originator of that song.
Mm-hmm.
The song about Abraham, John, and Martin, Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, and Martin Luther King, the song, Where'd They Go? And it's anybody's seen. I mean, it was just an amazing show to see there. I'm sure he's about 75 years old, and he rocked out. He had two other guitar players, you know, a bass guitar and another guitarist. He had his drummer. He had a saxophone player who was awesome, who had the worst toupee I've ever seen in my whole life. But... You know, he wasn't giving up the hair. He wasn't giving up the hair.
Yeah, he didn't write the songs. So,
no, he didn't write the songs.
Maybe his friend Dion could give him a nicer toupee.
Speaking of toupees, she did have a wig, I bet. So we had a promotion this last weekend with House Seats. And we had about 20 members who won tickets to see Sophia Loren at the Venetian.
Okay.
So Eiler, you know Eiler? From House Seats? Do you know Eiler?
I don't know Eiler.
That's Eiler right there.
Hey, Eiler.
Hey, Eiler. Hi, Eiler. He's talking back. That's Eiler and I. So they did like a little step and repeat banner. But Sophia
you
Loren.
You look good there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That's like the little heaven light backlighting right there.
Yeah, get it.
We couldn't quite get the photo right because of the backlighting, but I get it. Hey.
Yeah, get it.
So,
that's spelled G-I-T-I-T.
Yeah, right.
T-I-T.
Wow.
Oh, my. But she was, I can't say that we stayed the entire show. We might have left 55 minutes into the show.
Okay. It was what, about an hour and a half, hour and 15?
I don't know how much longer it went after we left. I don't know how old she is. I mean, she did sort of a Q&A, kind of like inside the actor's studio bit with a gentleman who is a former host of Entertainment Tonight, and he sort of led the conversation. But it was just really hard to follow. I mean, I'm sure she would have probably been more comfortable speaking in Italian the whole time.
Oh,
yes.
How? What about her constituents that are from her era?
Yes.
Were they engaging?
Were they in that?
Yeah.
We didn't really stay for the entire Q&A portion. People did throw out questions and yell out, you know, things in Italian to her.
Oh.
So her front row was consisting of a lot of Italians because they started talking to her in Italian in the front row. So.
Oh, well, thanks for including everyone.
I know. Okay. And she talked back to them Italian and then nobody translated. So it was like, wow, okay. So we feel kind of like,
oh, okay.
So we didn't stay for the whole show, but I didn't, you know, I've never really been a huge fan of Sophia Loren. She's an amazing talent.
Well, she's a beautiful woman.
Oh, she's
stunning. An actress.
Yes.
That, you know, I love to watch her movies and things, but I don't know what I would go and see her do live.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's why you said she was.
We didn't really know
here.
What we were getting into when we went to the show anyway.
Unless
so
maybe she got some circ people.
Right.
Get you some.
She had the fog. She had Little Reva up there with her.
There you go. She's getting there, but this is her first appearance in Vegas.
This was her next tour. The next tour, she'll be with Cirque Performers.
Yeah.
Yeah. She'll have a live show behind her, I hope.
Oh,
so,
yeah. And the fog. Yeah.
We're going to get right down to you because I don't want to. I think this is going to be this is part one of many parts with you because I have a feeling we're going to discuss many things.
Well, you know, I've got some history for you.
Because the first thing, so we have some skates here. If you tap them ever so slightly, they light up, I think. I don't know.
We'll see. Lighting?
Are they lighting up out there?
Oh, good. Okay.
They're fancy skates from Walmart.
Nice. They're not mine.
They're not hers. They're a little bit smaller today.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are for shrunken Reva, the shrunken shoes. This is what we're going to do every time we think about Reva. Honey, I shrunk the Reva.
That.
Honey, I shrunk you. You were in one of my favorite shows ever when they played here and you were on tour and you were. She was in Starlight Express, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
There you are.
That's moi.
You played Pearl.
I was Pearl.
Yes.
Yes.
And
you know, there's
your skates.
Those are my skates, you know.
Amazing.
And yeah, there's a lot of history behind that whole show and me getting into it. And
yeah.
I was in Boss Conservatory.
Okay.
That's where I was a dance major because okay. I didn't sing until I realized
really?
That we make money.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. No, dancers make money. Don't get me wrong. I'm sorry. But I'll get back to that.
Right.
Because I'm, you know, I know this is only a segment here.
Mm-hmm.
When I was studying dance at Boston Conservatory, I used to roller skate, which I was a roller skating fanatic anyway.
Gotcha.
I mean, that was just what I grew up doing. And I used to skate around the Christian Science Building, this big reflection pool they have in Boston, right behind the Prudential Building.
Okay.
And I said, oh, one day I hope I can sing, dance, and roller skate. And I would be there at 5 o'clock in the morning with my Walkman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with your cassette Walkman.
That yellow, the canary yellow Walkman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
they
what
could,
I had.
They could go in water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And all security would be there, you know, on the weekends because they knew I would be there singing and skating.
Right,
so
right,
I could
right.
skate till 3-4 o'clock in the morning safely, you know. And literally, a year and 6 months after I graduated from the Boston Conservatory of Music, I was starring on Broadway in Starlight Express.
Wow.
But
wow.
the audition itself was a whole, anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
First audition, I make it.
Yes.
I walk in, I said, and I had sent my resume over to London because I didn't play in London for 2 years.
Okay.
They, you know, didn't respond or whatever. So when I heard it was coming here, I said, I've got to be the first one they see.
Yeah, yeah.
And the first call was a union call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, I'm not in the union. I'm like, okay, who do I know? I called up one of my friends who is a very well-known actress, and she let me borrow her card. And she says, girl,
okay.
She says, girl, don't you, if you get caught, you and I both are like, you know, we could be thrown out of the union. I said, promise me. I promise you, I won't, you know. So I flashed the card. And back in those days in New York, you just flashed the card and going up on the third floor.
Uh-huh.
I flashed
Look
the card.
You.
I had my skates on my shoulder. I went in there. I said, and, you know, I didn't sing. I went and grabbed the song called Object of My Desire from Atlantic Star down at Colony Records there in New York, which is a historical record store. And I got my sheet music. I didn't even know what key it was. I just grabbed the sheet music and he played it. And I sang, Object of My Desire, baby. And I got finished. I was like, phew. I was like, God, if they like that, oh my God, if they like that, I know I got this show. I just got to, they just got to see me skate. So I got finished and Vince and Lyft, which was Johnson and Lyft Casting back in those days, that was probably one of the only casting agencies that they had, was casting everything from Black and Blue to Dreamgirls.
Okay.
And there was only so many shows that people of color could really do back. And this is like the 80s, you know. And so he says, that was great, but I'm looking at your resume. Are you in the union? I said, no, I'm not in the union. He goes, so how'd you get in here? I ran up to the table. I said, Vinny, if you think I can sing, I said, I skate 100 times better. And I ran back to get my skates. He goes, no, don't put the skates on because of insurance problems.
Right, right.
Issues. No. Don't put your skates on yet. He says, that was great. He says, so how'd you get in here? I said, well, I had to borrow a friend's car, and I'm sorry. He says, you know what? Find your loopholes and jump through it. We'll be calling you back.
Ooh,
so I got
snap.
My second call back, the
Love
third
it.
Call back. I don't know how much time you get, but this is they had this. They had a huge article, 2-page article in the New York Times with me with this whole story. And I don't know why I didn't bring that. But anyway.
That's all right.
So by the third audition, I had been given, you take other auditions while, you know.
Right.
And so by the third call back, this is now the first time they have us on skates.
Okay.
And I've also been offered Can-Can, national tour with Chita Rivera.
Okay.
But it was a chorus part.
Right.
So then I had already done the combination on the skates. And so they're calling us out in groups. And literally they would say, okay, number 43, 30, blah, 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 blah. And it would take at least 5 minutes for us to get out to the floor, for them to get out to the floor. Because people would roll by. Oh, and run into the wall or come by and fall on the floor.
I can see this happening right now.
Oh, it was
right
just, it was, it was hilarious. So then while all these girls are trying to get out there, I kind of rolled around to the back of the table and I said, Vinny, I said, I just got this offer to do Can-Can with Chita Rivera. I said, you know, I'd rather do this. Do you know if they're, you know, even considering me? And so before Vinny could even say anything, Arlene Phillips, who was the choreographer at the time and then became director, she's leaning on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm right behind her back, and she goes, oh, Reva, no, don't sign a thing. You could be Pearl, you could be Buffy, you could be, oh, you're all terrible, go away, you know. So then, fourth call back, they give me the song Only You for Pearl, which I didn't know who it was for.
Right,
I just,
right.
you know, they're like, learn the song. So I get out there and I sing, only you have the power. to move me. Yeah. So I got finished. And the director, assistant director, whose name was Dion, says, that was brilliant, but could you take out all the Sarah Vaughan and just sing what's written? I said, yeah. So when you come back for the final callback, could you please apply that? I said, yes. And so I left out. So now the fifth callback, right?
Okay.
It's me, Andrea McCardle, Jane Krakowski.
Oh, wow.
And a couple other girls. I don't know who they were.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we all roll in, right? And so then Arlene goes, Trevor, because Trevor Nunn was the... Yes. The director.
Okay.
And now at this audition, now there's 20 people. There's Lord Graves, which was one of the investors at the time.
Okay,
I mean,
yeah.
There's like 20 people. All yeah. the other auditions, there were 3 or 4 people. Now
this
it's like
the
a
final,
whole,
like I'm paying for this shit.
And you
Let's
know, Broadway,
go.
There's always like 10 or 12 producers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so we roll and I'm like, what the? Mm-hmm. And so Arlene goes, Trevor, would you like them to do the choreography? He goes, no, Arlene. Could you just put some music on and let them roll around? Oh, Reva Rice got the smile of the Grinch. I was at Central Park. I was at Long Island Laces Roller Rink. Mm-hmm. I was at the USA Skate.
Anywhere you could go. Uh-huh.
That's what happened in that room at that moment.
Uh-huh.
I let loose the other girls.
Well, bang, they, bang, bang into
well,
the wall.
Well, they couldn't skate.
Yeah.
So as they rolled around and I took off, they just rolled to the side.
Yeah. And there's so, parted ways. I could just see Jane Krakowski like
they just rolled to the side,
just like blonde, just hitting.
Actually, yeah. She became a really good skater out of
okay.
all of them. She
yeah.
was really yeah.
wow.
But they all moved to the side, yeah. so I ended up doing this whole beautiful solo. Yeah. When it was over, everybody stood up to applaud it. Trevor Nunn comes running from around the table and holds me, and he goes, "Where have you been?"
I've been here all along.
Yeah, he goes, "Where have you been? Where mm-hmm. have you been? We've been looking for you." I said, "I've been looking for you too, Trevor." So then. So then a week later, mm-hmm. I get a phone call. Well, I get a page.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. We're going
right?
back. Uh-huh. Next to your Walkman, you get a page.
Because
yeah.
I was taking a class.
Okay.
And I run out of class out of Broadway Steps, Broadway Dance Center was actually okay. what it was. Came out to the phone, called Johnson and Liff, and Vinny gets on the phone. He goes, Reva. I go, yeah. He says, we want to welcome you to the cast of Starlight Express, and we would like to offer you the role of Pearl.
Wow.
And I said, oh, my God, thank you so much. I hung up the phone. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, well, I wonder who Pearl is. So I ran down to so I ran down to Colony Records again.
Yep.
And I bought, it was a 2-cassette.
Yep, yep.
And I got the 2 cassettes, and I looked around and I said, okay, oh, I got a solo. I got another solo. I think I'm the lead of this show. I think I'm the female
That's
lead of this
awesome.
Show.
Oh, my gosh.
So I go and I call my mother. I said, Ma, which my mother was in her final stages of cancer, unfortunately.
Okay.
I go, Ma, I just got the lead in a Broadway musical. She says, oh, my God, baby, that's just so wonderful. Wait, you don't sing, do you? I said, well, yeah, because I had been singing in the shower.
Yeah.
When I would drive back and forth from Boston to home, which was a 14-hour drive, like 3-4 times a
sure.
year, Christmas, you know.
Yeah.
That's all
you got
I
those
would
moments
do.
In the car.
Yeah. I would just sing and mm-hmm, sing mm-hmm. and sing. And ended up, you know,
you
being
preparing
well
for
enough.
This. Yeah.
Didn't know it.
You were
but,
preparing for this.
But yeah.
And you had, this is the third woman I've had with big balls to say something, because when we interviewed Tina Walsh not too long ago after Jubilee, she
yes.
was telling us a story that she had been out for a different audition for another. She was in another show, and she had gone in front of Don Arden and Fluff and had done the audition, and
mm-hmm.
and she had said, if I'm going to get this, I have to let you know I'm in something else. And she hadn't even gotten that.
Yeah,
she hadn't even found out that the call was to continue this role she was playing on somewhere else. And they said, we'll hold the part for you.
Yeah.
Just like you said, you went
yeah.
up and
yeah.
you said to the director, look, I've been offered this other part with Cheetah Rivera.
Yeah.
Do I take this or do I have a shot here? And obviously everyone's yeah. stepping in and being like, you know, you took the chance to do that.
You gotta.
Yeah.
You gotta. And even if, as you're established, you still gotta.
Yeah.
And then the last little part of,
yeah,
of
yeah.
the saga here. After my mother passed away, mm-hmm. My cousin came up to me and told
did
me
Did she get
this.
To see you in the show?
She did.
Oh, that's awesome.
I had a whole, like 20 people, 20
yeah.
of the family members were all there. And so
nice.
My cousin told me later on that right after my mother passed, she says, you know, when we walked up and saw all the people, your mother said to me, are all these people coming in to see my baby?
Oh.
She said, yeah. And I might get a little clump, but my
yeah.
mother's middle name is Pearl and my grandmother's name is Pearl.
Get out.
So I get a little, you know, there's tears in my eyes right now. Yeah. But you know, and I tell young people, I say, you know, when you get something, because like I say, skating for me was really, like I tell people now, it's my church. It's my religion. When I'm feeling bad or low, I'll throw my skates on and a nice song that I love and just get out there and just roll. Yeah. And that's good because you're putting the body into some physical motion that's good for the body, you know.
You put your iPad on now.
Indeed.
Or my iPod. The little teeny tiny, the smallest thing ever. Isn't that amazing? Went from a Walkman to like the little...
Now. Mm-hmm. I got the chip from the fog.
Oh.
At one. You know, they.
Wow, yes.
Have you heard that company that's putting chips in their employees now? Mm-hmm. Isn't that special?
That's freaky.
It is.
Yeah. So you went from the Walkman to the chip.
Uh huh. Yeah. So, you know, I say to young people, I said, if it's positive, it's okay to be fanatical about it, I think.
Yeah.
You know, if it's positive, because it will pay off. You never know how.
Right,
I never knew that when I was skating, really, when I was a kid, that I would, that it, basically that set up my career, you know, I bought real estate and stuff all over the country because I could roller skate. I mean, the singing came with it, but my vocals now, I wouldn't be as good of a singer if I wasn't singing in Starlight, because there was a time where after we were in Vegas here, Arlene came back in front of the whole cast, Reva, oh my God, you sounded winded. You've got to get to the gym. You've got to be on the treadmill. You've got to sing. You've got to be hot. You've got to be...
Very fast.
I ran back to my...
I always wondered how hard it is to skate and sing.
It's... Yeah. It's to make it look effortless.
Right.
You've got to be able to be very, 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 very... Did I say very?
Very.
Very secure on those things right there.
Yeah.
Because you can be a... You can be a phenomenal singer.
But if
and
you can't
get on these wheels, you can't sing.
You'll lose it all. Breath control, gone.
Yeah, it'll become fuckery.
Yeah. Ooh, see? I got her to say the word.
Woo!
I want... Oh, my. That better not be no time. I want to talk about... your time at Chicago too, because did you ever cross paths with Chita Rivera in Chicago? Or
we never did it, but I met her at our opening night party because when I went into Chicago first for 3 months, and then Patrick Swayze was coming in.
What an amazing person!
Gone. And I have to tell you a little story about him because he's so sweet. His wife, Lisa, both of them, they threw a party for us when we were doing Fosse at his ranch and took us all out. And just very approachable people. And I remember we were going to a party and Lisa was like, come on and come over to the party. And we jumped into the car with them. But we were doing, I forgot my train of thought. He came, I was doing Chicago and then he was going to do Billy Flynn because we were opening in Chicago in L.A.
Okay.
And, you know, he did this show called Skate Town USA, right?
Get out.
Yeah. So, I went online and saw the... That's a skating...
You can say anything
that's
you want.
That's a skating ass man right there.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about old school role. I'm not talking about the little, you know, speed skating the kids.
Right. He was...
So, when I was in L.A., when we got to L.A., I used to go to this rink called Cerritos, which it just closed down like 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we had been going there for 30 years.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was heading out. He's like, where are you going? Where are you going? I said, I'm going to the roller rink. He said, you going skating? I said, yeah. He says, can I go? I said, well, I'm going to put some type of disguise on or something because I don't know how you're going to get around the rink.
They'll think it's a lookalike.
Yeah. You think?
Maybe.
Because I was scared to take him.
Yeah.
Because I would have taken him, but I told him, I said, I don't know. I'd be loved, you know.
The lights are dark, you know, they do that whole like.
But I was going to be afraid that, you know, he would walk in there and people would go, Patrick Swayze, that's Patrick Swayze. And then, you know.
And he's down there doing dirty skating with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But I was just so floored by the fact that, because he's a skater. And that's, you could see so his funny. Eyes starting to go like, you're skating? You know, because that's when I see skates or anything relating to skating, I go, skating?
Well, it's a disappearing art. I mean, there's only like two left in Las Vegas. There's only two really Crystal Palace rinks out there.
Well, you know what the deal is about the old school skaters like me? We're all still skating.
Yeah.
But we're such an underground group.
Right.
We go, there's four conventions that happen throughout the year in Atlanta, D.C., and I've never been able to go because I'm always working on the weekends throughout my career. Well, this is the first time I'm in 25 years of my career I've been off on weekends. Well, I went to Atlanta to one of them.
Okay.
We closed down Atlanta. There was 20,000 people that came into town. There were 300 motorcyclists that came into town just to go roller skating.
Yeah.
It was four rinks, and we skate from 12 midnight to 5 o'clock in the morning over 4 days, from Thursday to Sunday. And all of us are over 45, 50.
Yeah. Do they have like DJs and how does the music
DJs.
Spin and stuff?
Uh-huh. And they play our kind of music, but they intermix it.
That's a really good workout for 5 hours.
I
thought dancing would have been enough. I've been to all day, like all night rave things.
Oh my
God. This is a whole other level.
Something like that here in Vegas?
Yeah.
which I'm trying to do something, that's why I'm saying it now. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of us come to Vegas all the time, but we don't skate because there's no way to skate. We're not going to go to Crystal because it's a kiddie.
Right.
You know.
You have to almost rent it out.
Yeah. Yeah. But these places, we have a little cocktail and we go roller skating, you know, and nobody's crashing the walls and stuff because
I was gonna say, how's that work?
We've been skating for 30 something years and we've been skating probably with the Crown Royal for 30 something years. And that's the way we get our groove on. Not me personally, but there's a lot of people
we're
out there.
We're going to have to go skating sometime. I'm a whole handrail person. I hold the handrail.
Well, we need those too.
Yeah, you need the bystanders.
Yeah, yeah, to cheer us on.
In going through some of your archives, we're going to talk about some of the little things we found.
Okay.
Okay. So, one of my favorite shows growing up was Ed McMahon's Star Search.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
The 4 stars, the 4 out of 5 stars. I think I saw Sinbad. We were talking about that in the office today.
The year I was on was Raymond Romano was on.
Okay.
Raymond Romano was on the year I was here. And I'm not quite, I don't remember if Beyonce, yes. Look how skinny I am. I don't know if Beyonce's group was on the year before or after, but
everybody
she was in
had
the studio.
A start there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I remember she
Look
was so sad because they lost.
Man.
Yeah. Look at there. Just young. Okay. Amazing. All right. Get it, girl.
She's talking to us.
You know, I have not really aged that much since then. Look at that there. Oh, my
those
gosh.
Earrings.
I'm still wearing the same hair.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I could still fit in that dress, but I wouldn't wear it out in public.
How was that to be on that show?
You know, it was. I was doing Starlight in L.A.
Okay, okay.
And Sam Riddle, who was the producer at the time, came to Starlight, came backstage and said, would you like to do Star Search? I said, sure. I got there and it was the most nerve-wracking thing I'd ever done because I'm still not a singer at that time.
Right.
Psychologically, I'm not a singer.
Yeah.
I'm a dancer who roller skates really well and sings pretty good.
Right.
You know.
They don't have an act for that in Star Search, I don't think, the skating part. Yeah.
No. So after, and I had no idea. I just wanted to do one show. Yeah. I went all the way to the finals. So, and after you won... I had to run out and get an outfit.
Right.
So the stress was, what am I going
to
do?
It was all about what to wear.
What am I going
to look
like?
They didn't really have stylists then to do that. You just had to like pick your own thing.
So a good friend of mine, Miss Janet Adderley, who I love, who used to be married to Cannonball Adderley, whose father is Cannonball Adderley, the jazz.
Yep.
Okay. Well, she was the one that put my whole look together for that whole Star Search. And she has a beautiful performing arts school there in Santa Monica now.
Yeah.
So if ever you're out there and look up Adderley School of Performing Arts, that's the place to go.
Yeah.
And then, but when I lost finally at the finals, they give you that plane ticket right away. Here you go. Thank you very much. Yeah. Bye.
But it must be so interesting and gratifying and fabulous to have them call your name and the whole stars, like the 4 out of 5 stars, whatever you got, and to get to that next point. I mean, we saw Tiffany, Debbie Gibson. I remember all these artists were on there. Britney Spears, I think, was even on there. Yeah. They all had a start at Star Search.
And I see Debbie. That's how I met Debbie. And then
Deborah,
I would see Debbie at different auditions in LA and New York, and still to this day when I see her, we're like, girl, we need to work together. Yeah, we do. What are we gonna do? I don't know. We'll be you know, at the senior citizens home.
Oops.
Hey girl, how you doing? We're gonna work together. I don't know.
Well, no, I mean that you'll have staying power. I mean, I think I'm going to see Belinda Carlisle at the Orleans. I'm digging for the front row on that one. I'll geek out over that one. But I think that's the thing. When you go to see the shows and you're like, who do you want to see when you get a little older, who do you want to see up there? That's the thing. Like, you'd want to see, like,
that's
Debbie
so
Gibson sing
that you say
Out of
that.
The Blue.
Yeah.
I mean, the you know, because people are getting up and dancing to Dion.
Hey,
you know?
Yeah.
And my boyfriend and I were looking at this, and I'm like, what are we going to get up and dance to when we're these folks' age out there?
When I mean, was talking to somebody else, there's not a lot of places that they're playing music, really, for us.
Right.
You
yes.
know, for my kids, for my grandparents, and for my parents, yes. I don't have kids, but for those who have kids, you know.
For those who have the little ones.
Yeah, but for us...
Yeah. Where do we go?
Yeah.
And that's why House Seats Presents is around. We'll be talking more, but you can, so we even have to talk about your other one woman show, Riva Las Vegas.
There are things to chat
about. We're going to actually rope Riva into one of our set list shows here coming up April 28th at the Brooklyn Bowl. We're going to be doing Fuckery. Just kidding. We're going to be doing Amy Winehouse Back to Black.
Yes.
And but right now you can catch Riva Rice every night, is it? Or
five nights a week. I'm there Monday through Friday.
Gotcha.
But if you can't make it,
Vegas the show.
Yeah.
David Sachs Theater at the Planet Hollywood.
Planet Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's one of the best shows in
it
town.
Is.
Come
it
on
is
and
so
see
much
it.
Fun.
11-piece orchestra, show girls. I have 12 costume changes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And my wardrobe is awesome.
Awesome. Off the charts. There's no roller skates in this one though.
Not yet.
Well, I'm going to do a shot. You have some of your little green frappa schnappa.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you next time on House Seats Presents. Go out there and have a fuckery great day.